You know, in Vegas, people sometimes forget there are movie theaters. If you want to go to the movies, let's find out what's showing. Well, here's Josh Bell. He hates everything.
Josh Bell hates everything.
That's right, including your movie.
Josh Bell hates everything.
Except me.
Josh, how are you doing, man?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Just saw the trailer for Booksmart.
We have to go to a party tonight.
What?
Nobody knows that we are fun. We didn't party because we wanted to focus on school and get into good colleges.
And it worked.
But the irresponsible people who partied also got into those colleges.
Okay, I saw this could be funny. I hope it's funny. Josh, is it funny?
It is funny.
All right.
Yeah, this movie is a lot of fun. It's a teen comedy about, as you kind of heard in the trailer, these two high school senior girls who have spent their whole time in high school just studying and not having any fun, and they decide on the last night they're going to go to a party. And of course, in the fashion of these movies, they go on this kind of odyssey in order to get to the party. They don't know where to go, and they come across all sorts of crazy characters, and they bond, and they have some romantic moments. And it's a lot of familiar teen comedy elements, but executed, I think, really, really well. It's funny. It's got great chemistry between the two leads, Beanie Feldstein, who you might remember as the best friend in Lady Bird.
Okay.
And Caitlin Dever, who's done a million things. She's on Last Man Standing, and she was great on Justified. She's been acting since she was, you know, 10 years old or something like that. But both of them are very good, and they're very good together. It offers a perspective that's very current. But it's not trying to hit you over the head with commentary about society or anything like that.
And stuff.
No, but I mean, it feels smart and relevant, even as it goes through the motions of a story that you've seen in movies like Superbad, Can't Hardly Wait, or Fast Times at Ridgemont High, all of which are clearly influences on this movie. It was directed by Olivia Wilde. This is her first film as a director.
Will Ferrell's name is attached to it?
Yeah, he's a producer. Okay. He and Adam McKay are producers on it. So it's got a good comedy pedigree. And Olivia Wilde makes a very strong debut. I mean, it's a visually creative movie in addition to being funny. And she obviously works really well with the actors. I think if you like teen comedies, if you like raunchy kind of stuff, or if you like something like Lady Bird that's a little more sensitive, this combines the two in a very effective way, and I think it's very entertaining.
I'm glad to hear that Josh might not hate this as much. So Josh Bell, who hates everything, how many stars for this one?
I give this a 3.5 out of 5.
All right.
It's a good movie, and it's worth seeing.
Nice. JoshBellHatesEverything.com, Josh Bell Hates Everything on Facebook, and?
And Signal Bleed on Twitter as well. You find me all of those places.
Excellent. Thanks for coming in, man.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening, everybody, and drive carefully. This is Highway Radio.